Hi, I'm Russ Roofer, a friend of Dirk's from California. I also lead the Silicon Valley Patterns Group. Dirk tells me he's got friends in Berlin who've either started or are thinking of starting a study group, and that you might like to hear a little about our study group here. The Silicon Valley Patterns Group is just a bunch of developers who like writing software. We're not affiliated with any company. There are no dues, no fees, no requirements to participate. The one thing that binds us together is we all like writing software enough that we're motivated to meet over dinner once a week to get better at our craft. I know Dirk doesn't want me to ramble on forever here, so I'm going to try to summarize some advice here from the home offices in Silicon Valley with the top 10 keys to study group success. Key number 10, select topics and even your approach to those topics by group consensus. Keep a backlog of topic suggestions. Number 9, bring in laptops at least occasionally and get hands-on. Program in pairs and try out the things you're studying together. Number 8, only one person at a time should talk. We very lightly moderate our discussions just to keep people from talking over each other and to refocus the discussion if it goes off on a tangent too long. Number 7, meet in a comfortable place. After a long day at work, the last thing you want is to go to another corporate meeting room. Find a nice coffee shop or a restaurant. This also helps participants remember that this is a social setting and they can let their defenses down. Number 6, constantly reflect on what you're doing and try new ways. If something isn't working for you, change it. Number 5, the shy and the less experienced participants may need encouragement to share, but it's worth the effort. Number 4, insist on people coming prepared. Number 3, make sure everyone at least knows each other's names. We have a practice of going around the table each week, saying our name, and sharing something we just learned during that week at the beginning of the meeting. We habitually say our names first, even when it's just regular members, so when new participants come in, they get to know people without making a special production out of it. Number 2, don't be afraid to ask questions and show your ignorance. If you keep at it for any length of time, you'll cover a broad range of subjects, and no one is an expert in everything. Getting the chance to be humble sometimes is at least as important as getting to be the expert. And the number 1 key to study group success, which was really important to our early motivation in the Silicon Valley Patterns Group back in 1998, get Dirk Rila to attend the group. Well, I have plenty more to say, but I'll pass that along through Dirk or maybe find a chance to write it down. Anyway, maybe over time we can try selecting some topics to focus on simultaneously in the Silicon Valley and Berlin groups and share our thoughts with each other through the wiki. Thanks for your time and good luck!